The Restoration of America. Commentary. Early in September 2024, the U.S. National Archives reported on the launch of Declaration250.gov, a website designed to help Americans celebrate the forthcoming anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Unlike the 1789 Constitution and Bill of Rights, the 1776 Declaration never became legally binding. But that didn't diminish its significance. President Abraham Lincoln called the document a rebuke and a stumbling block to tyranny and oppression. The principles it advanced inspired freedom-loving people around the world. Early unity. The original United States of America was a remarkably homogeneous country. Descendants of the colonists shared a frontier experience that went back some 150 years. Historians have estimated that 85% of them were of British origin. Most were also practicing Christians. On the eve of independence, other ethnic and religious groups were demographically negligible. Early Americans were united by all the components that contributed to the formation of modern nations: history, geography, custom, religion, and language. They declared their independence from a powerful empire that overregulated commerce, blocked their territorial expansion, and taxed them without proper representation. Americans sought the same rights that Englishmen had acquired during the 17th century Glorious Revolution. They wanted national sovereignty, representative democracy, freedom of speech and assembly, religious liberty, habeas corpus, due process of law, impartial justice, private property, and free enterprise. For decades after the Revolution, American patriots remained unified. British Empire loyalists moved north and developed the Dominion of Canada. Waves of new immigrants chose assimilation into the American melting pot. Over the first 150 years, slavery was the central issue that threatened American solidarity. In 1860, anti-slavery President Abraham Lincoln was elected and seven states left the Union. Lincoln refused to recognize their secession and civil war ensued. As a result of the war, slavery was abolished and the Union preserved. Eventually, most Americans became reconciled to the view that the conflict was a justified struggle to achieve the ideals expressed in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. A century of discord and betrayal. Tragically, slavery was not the final threat to American unity. In the early 20th century, world events produced a deep source of division in America. The disruptive consequences of World War I and the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia shook Western civilization to its core. Like their European counterparts, American intellectuals became infatuated with a utopian vision that promised to end war and produce economic equality. The launch of the Soviet Comintern and the Communist Party USA spawned a long era of world division. The Marxist blueprint for social transformation inspired legions of American elites. They rejected traditional values and aimed to produce a new world order. The tenets of the Bolshevik Revolution undermined American unity. Academics and school teachers, militant union organizers, radical journalists, entertainers, liberal church leaders, progressive New Dealers, Communist Party USA members, and fellow travelers began a long march through the nation's formative institutions. While the U.S. Congress was taking steps to heal the divisions caused by slavery, militant intellectuals provoked an ideological civil war. America's new left advanced an agenda that called for the end of capitalism and a permanent socialist revolution. Political violence became a common part of urban American life. Another chance for the USA. Demographically, America is not the same country that declared independence in 1776. Today, the USA is a multi-ethnic, multiracial society. A recent Gallup poll indicated that 3 in 4 Americans still identify with a religious faith, but only 45% say religion is very important in their lives. In the 2020 U.S. Census, only 46.6 million respondents claimed English origins. And yet, judging by the 2024 election results, a new majority wants to reunite the country around principles held by its 18th-century founding fathers. patriots are looking back on a historical perspective in which George Washington created the Union, Abraham Lincoln preserved the Union, Marxist elites tried to destroy the Union, and President Donald J. Trump is seeking to restore the Union. Americans are looking forward to a transition of power at all levels of cultural influence, one that rejects totalitarian temptations and truly restores the ideals enshrined in the 250-year-old Declaration of Independence. In a recent book titled In Defense of Civilization, How Our Past Can Renew Our Present, Canadian scholar Michael Bonner pointed out that every great revival of civilization has been inspired by the past. Rebirth comes not as the result of random experiments that happen to turn out well, but the deliberate imitation of what has worked before, he wrote. America's long dominance by the left is over. As celebratory cannons roared on January 20, 2025, the world sensed the coming of a second American Revolution.